This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Sudanese security forces arrested demonstrators in Khartoum Wednesday, including three leading pro-democracy activists, as the World Bank and African Union took steps to increase pressure on the leaders on Monday's military coup. Witnesses say security forces fired tear gas at protesters, arrested them while removing their barricades in the capital. On Tuesday, Sudanese military chief General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan defended the army's overthrow of the country's transitional government, saying it was necessary to avoid a civil war. The military chief declared a national emergency Monday and announced the end of the Joint Civilian Military Sovereign Council that had run the country since August of 2019, shortly after the ouster of longtime autocrat President Omar al-Bashir. He pledged the military would turn over power to the civilian government in July of 2023 after general elections are held. The United States is working on hypersonic weapon technologies after the top U.S. military officer, General Mark Milley, said China conducted a very concerning test of such a weapon system as part of its aggressive advance in space and military technologies. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said, "Our own pursuit of hypersonic capabilities is real, it's tangible, and we are absolutely working towards being able to develop that capability." Milley was the first Pentagon official to confirm on the record the nature of the test this year by the Chinese military that Financial Times reported was a nuclear-capable hypersonic weapon that was launched into space and orbited the Earth before reentering the atmosphere and gliding toward its target in China. This is VOA News. Taiwan's defense minister said Thursday that Taiwan must be prepared to defend itself and could not entirely depend on other countries to help if China were to launch an attack against the island, even as Taiwan's president said she had faith the U.S. would defend it. Tensions between Taiwan and China have risen to their highest level in decades, with China sending record-breaking numbers of fighter jets toward international airspace close to the island, stepping up a campaign of military harassment. Taiwan's defense ministry has said that China would have comprehensive capabilities to invade the island by 2025. China claims Taiwan as part of its national territory, although the island has been self-ruled since it split from the communist-ruled mainland in 1949 after a long civil war. The spokesperson, the Taiwanese defense minister, has called the rising tensions between China and Taiwan the most severe he has seen in decades. Taiwan's president, Tsai Ing-wen, said in an interview broadcast on CNN, despite the persistent threats and aggression by Beijing, she is willing to meet with President Xi Jinping in order to reduce misunderstanding and address the differences in their political system. Iran said Wednesday it would resume talks with world leaders, make that world powers, about its nuclear development program by the end of next month. The 2015 agreement, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, included the United States, Britain, France, Germany, Russia, China, and the European Union, but former U.S. President Donald Trump pulled out of it in 2018 and reimposed economic sanctions against Iran. Since then, Iran has said it has ramped up its enrichment of uranium that is, to 60% purity level, but not to the 90% enrichment level that is considered weapons grade. Iran has, over recent years, continually denied it intends to assemble nuclear weapons and said this nuclear development is for peaceful purposes. Residents on Spain's La Palma Island braced Wednesday for the possibility of bigger earthquakes that could compound the damage from the volcano spilling lava more than 5 weeks since it erupted. So far, the earthquakes have been small enough or far enough under La Palma to do no harm other than adding anxiety to the island residents. For more news, join us at voanews.com with the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.